Stay calm, everyone. The festive month is upon us.
Hello, Laura here from the Wednesday Afternoon Show. This is IMO with Tom Jackson. It's the news, but not as you know it.
Welcome back. Indeed, it's another week of IMO. IMO, of course, stands for In My Opinion. And that is because that's what the show's all about. It's what it's all about. It's about sharing opinions about things that I find interesting. What's wrong with that? Nothing, hopefully. Well, I do have some wonderful things coming up for you today. My top story is all about Ofsted boss Amanda Spielman. You may have heard me talking about it a little bit before the news with Chip and Spud. And this story is all about the boss of Ofsted, as I just said. She's calling on parents not to abdicate responsibility to teachers when it comes to childhood obesity, among other things. You'll be hearing more on that in just a moment. I do also have a pet peeves on the way. Pet peeves is where I poll the audience on something that just doesn't really matter. I've been a bit self-indulgent this week. I saw a, I believe it was a letter written into the county press a couple of weeks ago, and I've been thinking about it ever since, and I've had a bright idea, and I think you're going to quite like it. Chip certainly liked it before the news, but I'll be sharing that with you later in the show. Really interesting, this one. It's all about getting to and from the island. I know I've done a transport one before, but this one is a little bit different, so something exciting to look forward to there. I do also have a tune of the week on the way from Wild Nothing. That will be coming in the musical interlude. And with all of these things, be it the tune of the week, the pet peeves poll, or the top stories, or anything else I do talk about today, I would love to hear what you think, and you can get in touch with me in any number of ways. The main way, of course, is via Twitter. The handle is at Vectis Radio, and the address is twitter.com/Vectis Radio. That is where I will be posting all of the questions on anything that happens in today's show, so you can let me know what you're thinking. You can also send me a text. The number is 60777, that's 60777, and start that message with BR6TT, and it comes right through to my fingertips. How lovely is that? Of course, if you do want to do it old school, you can do that as well. You can send me an email to studio@vectisradio.fm, and that also comes through right in front of my face, so how lovely is that? Anyway, without further ado, that was a voice break, wasn't it? Without further ado, let's get into the top story of the day. Welcome to the first half of IMO, of course, standing for In My Opinion. Now, the top story I wanted to talk about today is all about Ofsted, everyone's favourite regulatory organisation. I don't know. I don't personally have a ranking, but, you know, it might be somebody's favourite. You never know. Their boss, Amanda Spielman, is calling on parents not to abdicate responsibility to teachers when it comes to childhood obesity. Now, this is because an Ofsted study carried out this year of 60 schools said that there was no correlation between schools' efforts to decrease obesity and pupils' weight. Dun, dun, dun. Myth busted. In her annual report on Tuesday, she is going to be saying that schools can teach children about healthy eating and provide exercise through PE lessons. However, they cannot replace the role of a health professional or a parent. She's also going to say that schools should not be responsible for tackling other social issues, such as gang-related crime, as these issues should be dealt with by those with the expertise and the knowledge. Now, to jump into what I think about this, I think I agree. I think it makes sense, to be honest. Schools do many things, but they can't do everything. And I feel like this is a reasonable place to draw the line. But that's just built on my personal experiences and my life. That is just one person's voice. But I want to know what you think. as usual. You know, the show's called In My Opinion. It's what it's about. But anyway, I would like to hear from you where you stand on this. Are you agreeing or are you disagreeing? And do you think there are circumstances where schools need to get involved in issues like this? I would love to know what you are thinking. I think this is quite an interesting one, actually. And of course, you can let me know via all the usual ways. Twitter, it's at Vectis Radio is the handle. And twitter.com/VectusRadio is the address. And you can also send me a lead text. I love a lead text, do I? The number is 60777. That's 60777. And if you start that message with BR6TT and only BR6TT, it comes right through to me and I can have a little talk about it. Because I love hearing back from you guys. On what you're thinking on all of these stories. Last week we were talking about the Kevin the Carrot thing, about the island potentially being the only place in the country to find huge Kevin the Carrot toys at Aldi. Other supermarkets are available. You'll be able to, if you want the full lowdown on that one, you can check the podcast, which is up on the Vectis Radio website. Somebody actually sent in an image of a homemade Kevin the Carrot that they made themselves, and it looks absolutely adorable. So I really do love it when you guys get in contact, so feel free to do that. As I said, Twitter, it's at Vectis Radio is the handle. Address, twitter.com/VectisRadio. Texting, oh, I've already said this about 90 billion times. Oh, I think you should know by now. Right. So, I think it's time for a little bit of a musical interlude, you know? The first half can tend to go a little bit fast. It can be a little bit of an information overload. So I like to give a little bit of time to just think about the things that were transforming into a zen zone suddenly. I like to play some music because I enjoy music as well as newsy type stuff. And we are going to have music from Anastasia on the way. But first, Jonas Blue, Liam Payne, and Lennon Stella. This is Polaroid.
Hi, this is Marco from Marco's Mod Anthems. This is IMO with Tom Jackson. It's the news, but not as you know it.
Welcome back to IMO. And it's Pet Peeves O'Clock, would you believe it or not? And Pet Peeves is the segment where I poll the audience on a topic that just doesn't really matter at all. And last week, that topic was all about films, because the new Lion King remake trailer had released. And I asked the question, do you think, are you excited for the new versions of these classics? Or do you think Disney and other companies should stop rebooting everything? Now, this was quite a hotly contested one, and I'm glad my side of the argument came out on top. I'm not ashamed to say that. 67% of the vote went to no more reboots. No more, I say. And 33% went to I'm excited for these reboots. And somebody actually left a comment saying actually that they think Dumbo deserves a remake, which is fair. Because there are things in the original Dumbo, so there are major differences and stuff with the old Dumbo and the new Dumbo that might make it a little bit more interesting, which is entirely fair. And so, without further ado, how about we get on with this week's pet peeves? How about it? I hyped it up very much at the beginning of the show. Let's see if it lives up to the expectations. Well, this week's pet peeves is all about flying. Yes, flying. I know. Well, in November, you see, I saw a letter written into the county press suggesting the idea of a commercial airport for the island. Now, when it was published, I did see a load of comments arguing that the island's current airports didn't really have the room to expand and accommodate airlines like EasyJet and Ryanair, as suggested by the airline. And I even believe that the people currently behind a couple of the island airports said that they didn't really have enough room and it wasn't really going to work. But then I had an idea. Now, this is it. This is going to be the thing. Now, I often go on holiday in Cornwall, and they have a helicopter link between the Isles of Scilly and the mainland. So, Why doesn't our island consider this? I mean, a heliport would be much smaller than an airport, and it would be able to run journeys much faster than a plane would, as well as being able to carry across bits of cargo and stuff like post, because I think that's what the Isle of Scilly one does. And so I thought this was a really good idea, and I wanted to know what you think. So the poll will be going up on our Twitter account, at Vectis Radio is the handle, twitter.com/VectisRadio is the address, and that will be staying up for the entire week. So you can take your time with this one, mull it over, and let me know, do you think this is a good idea or not? I know this is quite a self-indulgent one. I just want to see if there's support for my idea for an island helicopter. I mean, Chip was suggesting that we start a crowdfunding campaign earlier. I think that's a pretty good idea, to be honest. I think it's a pretty good idea. I mean, I'd throw my two penneth in. Well, I already have for the idea anyway. So yeah, that is this week's pet peeves. Check the Twitter account for the week to see what the poll is.
Hi, it's Ian Mack from The Mid-Morning Show, and this is IMO with Tom Jackson. It's the news, but not as you know it.
Welcome back to the second half of IMO. Now, last week, I was talking about making a jingle for the bonus stories. Because I wanted it to sound really kind of like the X Factor noise. And, like, you know, the it's time to face the music. That guy. I wonder if he sounds like that in real life. Anyway, by the by, I put this together. It sounds terrible, but I thought I'd share it with you anyway. It's time for a bonus story. We're gonna ride. So that was a little snippet of something completely different that had nothing to do with my jingle. I don't know how that got there. Very annoyed. But that was a little stupid something that I put together as a stupid joke. But let's get on with the actual bonus story. I don't have the boom, I'm sorry. Let's get on with some bonus stories. Two things I wanted to talk about quickly before the end of the show. Firstly, that coal mines could be the perfect location for underground farms. According to academics, old abandoned coal mines across the UK could be brought back to life as huge underground farms. Mine shafts and tunnels have been branded as the perfect habitat to grow things like herbs and vegetables. Wow. And the idea is actually a cheaper alternative to vertically growing stuff in giant greenhouses, would you surprisingly enough. And potentially, if these are taken up, it could easily reduce the demand on food. It's recently received some interest from mine owners, the Land Trust Coal and Coal Authority. That was a bit of a mouthful. As well as the Chinese government, they've also expressed an interest. Fair enough. But the quick question I wanted to know on this story was, would you like to eat food grown in a mine? Because I don't really know if I would. Because they're quite dirty mines. And if your food's coming from a mine, wouldn't it be dirty? Am I talking rubbish? Maybe I am. But I would like to hear what you're thinking about all of this stuff. I will give out the details on how to let me know at the end of the show. The second bonus story I wanted to talk about today, quickly before the end of the show, is a lovely story. This is a cutesy round it off contractual good news story. I'm sorry. I admitted that I did that. It's all about the New York Police Department, and they've actually, since writing this story, they've actually found the couple. You may have heard of this one. They were on the lookout for a couple who dropped an engagement ring down a drain. CCTV captured the proposal gone wrong in Times Square on Friday. The video, posted to the NYPD's Twitter account, shows the man getting down on all fours to try and retrieve the ring. And I've actually had a look at the video, and it's quite sad. It's really quite sad to see, but don't worry, this story does have a happy ending. Now, after seeing the footage, the police department, who had access to the grate, went and actually retrieved the ring and cleaned it up, and posted pictures to Twitter along with the video in an attempt to return it to the couple who lost it. And it was actually a British couple, and I'm happy to say I learned this morning that they've actually been reunited. They've identified who they were. So they've come forward, and the New York police people are trying to bring it all back, trying to bring it all back to them. So they're in the process of trying to give it back. So that's just a nice story, isn't it? That's just a nice story, a good deed, random acts of kindness, I think, thing. That's just lovely, isn't it? The question on that one is, have you ever found something you've expected that you've lost forever? That's a bit of a mouthful and a garbled question, but I hope you get what I mean there. Have you ever found something again that you'd expect, that you'd thought that you'd lost forever? So something that, yeah, I'm not going to explain it 50 times because that never helps. It just confuses the issue. But that is the last of the bonus stories. It's 8 minutes to seven. Let's have a quick roundup of all of the questions I've asked today in today's show. Our top story at the beginning of the show was all about the Ofsted boss, Amanda Spielman, who is going to call on parents not to abdicate responsibility to teachers when it comes to childhood obesity in her annual report on Tuesday. And the question on that is, where do you stand? Do you think there are circumstances where schools should get involved in issues like this? And, of course, the two bonus stories today. Would you eat food grown in a mine? Of course, because academics are suggesting that might be a good idea, a good place to grow food. And, of course, have you ever found something that you've expected to... Have you ever found something that you'd thought you'd lost forever? That is the question on the story about the lovely couple who are hopefully going to be reunited with their engagement ring or wedding ring, or I can't remember which one's called what, but, you know, the ring you do when you propose to someone, that one. They're hopefully going to be reunited with it after the New York Police Department fished it out of a drain. They dropped it down in Times Square. How lovely is that? Remember, of course, the Pet Peeves poll is live right now on the Vectis Radio Twitter page, and it will stay up for the entire week. That's all about helicopters. Yeah, helicopters. And, of course, I want to hear what you think about all of these things that I've talked about today. You can let me know in any number of ways. The primary way, of course, is through Twitter. The handle is at Vectis Radio. The address is twitter.com/Vectis Radio. That's how you get there. And you can also send me a little text. I love a little text, do I? The number is 60777. That's 60777. And start that message with BR6TT. Then it comes right through to my face. Alternatively, if you want to do it old school, you can send me an email to studio@vectisradio.fm. Now, that is it for today's IMO show, but that is not all for today on Vectis Radio. Marco is waiting in the wings to come in from 7 to 10 with his mod anthems. And if you're staying up really late tonight, we've got non-stop 80s all the way through until the morning when we have Hello Vectis from 7 a.m. And Dom, of course, is back with the breakfast show from 8. That is all from me this week. Make sure to check the podcast that goes up on the Vectis Radio website. It goes up on Audio Boom. You'll be able to find it on the homepage of vectisradio.com. Now, it's 5 minutes to seven. It's time to go up to the news for seven, surprisingly. And to take us there, here's Charlie XCX featuring Lil Yachty. This is called After the After Party. See you next week. I hope you enjoyed all of that, and thanks for listening. You can tune in live to the IMO show every Monday from 6 to 7 p.m. on Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, and online. I hope to see you there.